I'm with Badji for the first athletic meeting, and he will explain us how he decided to create this event as a coordinator.
Good morning. This is the first Auroville athletic meet. The idea to coordinate this is to encourage students from all the schools in Auroville to come together to this sports ground to participate in these athletics events. Many of the schools don't have these this setup, this space to do the running and jumps, long jumps and all. So it was this that made me made us feel that maybe inviting students from different schools and the adults in Auroville to come to participate in some sporting events, individual sporting events, might be interesting. This was also an inspiration from the marathon. The marathon has really brought a lot of awareness to the Aurovillians, and hopefully this event also adds to that. The shorter distances, marathon is a long distance. This is for shorter distances to encourage people to participate in such events. So we hope to continue having this at least once in a year. Maybe we could have something similar with different events a second time in the year maybe. But it's just, it feels good to have people from all different schools, different areas of work to come together on a Sunday morning to have some sporting events and then some good breakfast together. So that was the idea actually.
Okay, can you tell us all of the sports they can practice today?
Right, today we started with the 100 meters. We had about 30 runners in the morning from the age of 7 to the age of 40. So there were children of 7, 8 years old who participated also, and 40 years old, men and women, girls and boys together. So we started with the 100 meters. Now we are doing the long jump, same. And after this, we'll have the 800 meters. And we have totally registered today about 50 people for all the events, which is a good number. It's a good start. So hopefully in the future we have more who come. And in the evening we will have from 4 to 6 this evening, we have specially races for the younger children. That's 50 meters race and three-legged race, which is a child and an adult together. They tie one of their legs, and it's a kind of a fun race. So this would be in the evening if people show up. It wasn't very encouraging this morning, but I hope in the evening we have more people coming.
And with their motorbike and all of this, do you think that Aurovillians practice enough sports?
I'm not sure about Aurovillians, but the teenagers definitely need more. That would also be good for them, and also I think for the community. Teenagers at this age have a lot of energy, and I just feel like the marathon, there is the frisbee, there is basketball at New Creation. It's wonderful because it keeps their energies focused on these physical activities, and also it's just that those first 10 to 15 years of good physical activities, you know, proper coordinated and balanced physical activities, will give them a wonderful lifestyle, actually a fit life, a healthy life, and obviously that is very essential for to live. In that sense, you're just not having mental, achievements, but also that your physical is strong and supports your entire life. So I think it's not just competition, but regular, disciplined physical education for teenagers is essential and very helpful for them.
And I guess there is no winner, it's not competition.
No competition, no winners. You just come for the joy of it, to be together and participate. That's it, yeah. Hey!
Thank you. I'm with Dawn, and she's sport teacher, and she will explain us why sport is so important for girls.
I think it's very important for girls is to maintain the body. It keeps them fit. And I think, you know, as a older age, as you grow older, you know, you can be more fit and you can be more active.
And at school, they practice sports every week?
Every day there's sports, but some schools have an rule that, like for example, transition school that has compulsory till the fourth grade only, and then from fifth they can decide if they want to go to sports or other activities. And Deepanam school, it's like compulsory the whole year, and Ness school is also compulsory, so it's different for each school, but we try to say to do every day. We need more. I mean, I expected more, but I also knew it is Sunday, and you know, there are some people who can't wake up, and the only Sunday that people have with family, so I knew that there would be less people. But we expect more in the evening today.
And what do you think about the day? Are you happy of the results?
It's actually fun. For example, I rarely do sports with the children, but today I get the chance of participating. All the teachers here is participating with the women separately than the men. So this is quite interesting and we're having fun.
And did you win?
This is not for winning or losing. It is more for the fun and, you know, the joy in it. And so it's really nice. Like, I just did long jump and I feel really good about it. Even if I didn't do well. And it's just a good feeling.
I'm with Bavia and she is one of the participants today. What do you think about this day?
I think it's a really nice opportunity for people to come together and do sports together, and also to find out how much they can do. And some people, when they come, they feel shy. Like, oh my God, he's here. Oh my God, she's here. So this is also a nice opportunity for people to do things in front of other people.
And what did you practice this morning?
I did a long jump. And
And you? What do you think about this day? And what did you practice this morning?
I think it's a great thing that all the people come together and do sports. So it also encourages people who don't do. And yeah, looking at other people doing so good, it encourages them also to do. So as it's the first gathering of sports in Oroville, I think it's been good till now.
And at school you practice sports very often?
Yeah, we come here every day from school.
And what kind of sport you do in school?
We do all sports, volleyball, basketball, football, softball we do also. And we do athletics, races and throws and jumps also.
Okay, thank you.